I started having depressions when I was a teenager. I had depressions through most of my 20s, and I was suicidal at some point. Yeah, it was really not great, not a great time. And when I was 30, I learned about MVC, and that completely changed my life. And so this video is about that. So if you're currently having a depression, what I want to say is just that I know that you've probably tried a million things. I know you've probably are really judging yourself and feeling just really low and alone in this, and I hope that in the comment section, anybody who has gone through these feelings, anybody who is there right now, can share a little bit just so we can, connect with each other. There's three things about MVC that really helped for me with depression. It could be different for everybody, but this is what helped for me. One is that I think it's of all the methods I've seen, all the therapies I've seen, it's the most precise when it comes to really recognizing thoughts and distinguishing them from feelings. And because of that, being able to see all these judgments that I had towards myself, all these thoughts, and also really distinguishing them from the feelings in my body, like noticing I feel ignored, that's not a feeling, that's a thought. I'm thinking somebody's ignoring me. Okay, what is the feeling? Oh, I'm feeling sad. Okay, that's in my body. And when I feel that, it can move. So, secondly, MVC brought me community. This was at least half of what it did. I think a lot of people might be doing MVC. It doesn't help for their depression because this element of community is not there. So, I had empathy buddies. I had a community of people that were all wanting to learn MVC. And that's just something that all human beings need. We need community, and our society is not really built for it. And thirdly, what was really helpful is the element of needs. It was very helpful with other people, but when it came to my depression, it helped me to not just come back to sort of like neutral level, what therapy already did for me. Like it brought me back to, okay, I'm feeling okay again. I'm feeling okay. I don't want to die. Like, okay, that's already great. But what MVC did was also ask me, what is your dream? What is your vision of life? What are your needs? And that helped me build the life that I dream of, that I dreamt of. And that keeps me more protected, I think, just to continuously be in touch with those needs and to meet them. As a result, my depressions that were starting in my 30s, I'm now 42. In the past 12 years, I haven't had a single depression. No medication, nothing whatsoever. So this is why I want to tell you this, right? This is possible. Of course, I also want to add that I still have like days and sometimes even weeks, especially in the winter, Dutch winter, oh my God, where I'm super down. I stopped calling that depression. I think it's part of life that sometimes we go through something. We might not always know exactly what it is, but there's a message of our body that we need to try and hear. And that's totally, I'm embracing that as well. So I highly recommend for anyone who's dealing with depression to look into MVC and to look into community, right? And I also want to add, if you just stumbled across this video, that MVC is working amazingly for so many more things. So what I'm teaching is really what all these things have in common, that is that it's about how to connect with yourself and how to connect with other people, how to take care of yourself, like truly take care of yourself, and from that connect with other people or decide not to connect, right? That's equally important sometimes. And so I'm also certified as a trauma-informed coach. This is something that I also bring into my teachings as a background. I think that's very important. And as you might understand, I've added elements of community to my course. So there is an online community where people connect. There is a practice buddy that students get linked with each other as buddies. And so I've created a course that is much more than a course. It's really like the building of a community for everybody who's participating. And that's just one little start of, creating a society that is more community-based. If that speaks to you, check out my course, see if it resonates with you. I'll put a link below. And please send this video to anyone who might benefit from this. And I'm super grateful for that. All right, bye.